Laramie Live on KOWB is mobile and local. Listen on the go with Radio Pump.
And we're back in at 8:41 this morning. I'm David Settle, and March is National Brain Injury Awareness Month, and we're pleased to be joined by Attorney Howard Spiva this morning, one of the top experts on car wrecks and brain injuries, and of course, he believes toddlers should actually be required to wear helmets when riding in cars, and I'm joined on the phone this morning by Attorney Howard Spiva. Howard, how are you today?
I'm excellent. It's an honor to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk.
Absolutely. Well, you've seen hundreds of traumatic brain injuries throughout your career, and you say most could have been prevented. Will helmets really kind of prevent injuries when it comes to being, you know, that 100% rate, I guess? So let's kind of start there.
Well, absolutely. As you mentioned, I'm a trial lawyer, and I specialize in serious catastrophic injuries for over 30 years. And I have just seen the tragedy of lives that are forever altered and families destroyed, even with mild closed head injuries in children. And, you know, you have to look at this. One thing that's, I think, really important, David, is if you look at kids on skateboards, bicycles, baseball, football, karate sparring, motorcycles, I mean, in today's world, bull riders wear helmets. Right. It only makes sense that they'd be safer wearing them in helmets in cars. And unfortunately, I've seen so many preventable injuries. And there's two things that highlight this and answer your question. One is the Center for Disease Control says that the number one cause of traumatic brain injuries in children under age 5 is in car wrecks while they're in child safety seats. The second thing is a study that was done not only by the Center for Disease Control but the Pediatric Association that showed when helmets were mandated for bicycles that traumatic brain injuries went down 75% and fatalities went down 85%. So, I mean, think about that. 85% of deaths are prevented. And you, as a parent, I see that you have two daughters.
I do.
I mean, can you imagine how powerful it is if you're in a wreck and nobody's even hurt, but the back of your seat breaks and the back of the parent's head or their seat headrest smashes in the child's forehead, and they could have prevented it by just wearing a helmet.
Yeah,
I mean that's just devastating.
So are we starting to see a trend towards this a little bit?
Towards the injuries or towards wearing the helmet?
Towards wearing the helmet. Sorry.
You know, in 1999, my sister, my wife, and I were looking at the pictures of clients on the wall, and we said, "Hey, let's put all the kids together." And we ended up back then. I'd started practicing in '84. And already in 1999, I'd had 30 or 40 cases of kids with brain injuries, and we're looking at them, and we're thinking of the facts, and we're going, you know what? Every one of these were preventable. So we went out and bought helmets, hundreds of helmets, and started giving them away. We started promoting this. We formed the charity Justice for Children Foundation. We created the Heads and Helmet Program, which is now Helmets for Life, where we give away helmets by the thousands, by the tens of thousands. And if you go on the Internet and you search, you'll see people doing bicycle helmets, and you'll see them doing these bike safety things, but it really hasn't caught on, and it just amazes me. I think when you're putting a child in a child safety seat, you should say, hey, you want to be a karate girl today, or you want to be a race car driver, and encourage them where kids see that helmets are cool, which is what we do at our events. We have, you know, police officers on motorcycles and horses, and we have firemen, and we have military guys there with helicopters. We have, trick bicycle guys, and they're all wearing helmets. And kids, like, they want to wear their helmets. So we put stickers on them and paint them. And parents are telling me the kids won't take their helmets off in the shower. I think that's a good thing for parents to get educated and for kids to want to do it.
We're visiting with Howard Spiva, Brain Injury Awareness Month here, and we're just trying to highlight that here in the month of March. Now knowing this, I'm curious, Howard, could parents actually get sued for negligence in a wreck, especially if it is traumatic, where the child does get hurt?
You know, at this point, if a parent did something like broke the law by texting or broke the law by not putting their child in a child safety seat, there could be traffic charges, there could be criminal charges, and in some cases, you know, the child could have a conservative appointed, and they could sue them in order to reach the insurance to get the child some cognitive retraining or treatment. At this point, I think not wearing a helmet would not rise to that civil level.
Okay.
But if helmets were mandated, yeah, they could definitely be cited for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a parent being civilly liable should be their last concern. Their main concern should be, preventing this from happening.
Absolutely. We know car wrecks are a leading cause of traumatic brain injuries in toddlers, but is it really enough to warrant a mandate at this point in time? Are we seeing that kind of those type of statistics that you've been kind of alluding to?
I mean, personally, for me, both as an attorney and as an individual, mm-hmm. as both a father and a grandparent, I don't want the government interfering in my life and mandating anything. What I want to do is enlighten and educate parents and educate kids. You teach kids about texting, and they'll tell their parent, hey, quit texting. This is dangerous. The same thing. They're bright. They learn quick. You teach a small child that a helmet is cool and that it's safe. I mean, nobody thinks twice about putting on a helmet when they get on a skateboard or thinks twice about a bicycle. Right. I just want people thinking the same way in car safety seats, because that's the number one cause of traumatic brain injuries.
What about if you just got, maybe a booster seat or your kid's big enough where it's just a seatbelt? Do you still recommend helmets?
I would, any child that is still in developmental stage,
okay.
I would recommend a helmet. Listen, think about this. Race car drivers wear helmets.
Yeah.
So to me, yeah. I mean, there's going to be a certain age you're going to get a kid and they're going to give you resistance, but in most states, kids can't ride around at 16 years old on a bicycle without a helmet.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. Again, we're visiting with Howard Spiva, attorney from Georgia. It is Brain Injury Awareness Month here throughout the month of March. I appreciate his time this morning. Now, normally most accident lawyers are not trying to prevent accidents, so why are you so passionate about this, Howard?
We all have to do what we think's right in our heart. And, I do get eyebrows raised at me when they say, you specialize in catastrophic injuries and you've handled hundreds of traumatic brain injuries and you're trying to prevent them. Quite honestly, I see these injuries as completely preventable. And I think I have a duty, knowing that, to give back and try to prevent it. My goal is to never have another traumatic brain injury case for a child for the rest of my career. And that's why we buy the helmets. That's why we give them away. That's why we do the educational programs. I mean, I've published a book that talks a lot about that. I've even published books to help lawyers create charities that they can do the same thing in their communities. It's just, it's just something I'm very passionate about. I love kids, and this is preventable. And I think I have an obligation to step up when I see something is wrong and something can absolutely be avoidable.
Yeah, and you, speaking of wrong, you look at some accident lawyers, and it sounds like you've kind of exposed some of the dirty tricks they can do. Can you give me some examples along these lines here when you're talking about just some of the dirty tricks?
Well, what it is I see the lawyers get cases, and they're not experienced or they don't have the resources. They're not willing to go in the courtroom. And so what I did was, last year I published a book, and it went on 4 bestseller lists. It's available on Amazon. It's called Winning Your Case, 21 Must-Ask Questions Before You Hire Any Lawyer. And understand, it's not self-serving for people to read it and hire me, because it's not just about catastrophic cases. It's when life happens to you. You get a parking ticket. You get a speeding ticket. You get a dispute with your neighbor. You get a divorce. You file bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. If you need a lawyer for any reason, this book will guide you to how to get to the right lawyer. And if somebody wants to buy on Amazon, it's like $19, and the money goes to buy helmets. I can actually get 4 helmets by selling one book.
Wow.
And they can get it for like $2 if they want an ebook, or they can just call my office or go to my website, and they tell me, hey, I heard you talking to David Settle and at KOWB, and, we'll send them a free book. If they want it autographed, I'll send them the book.
Nice.
And they can just use that the next time they have a lawyer they need to hire. They just take that book in and just ask them those questions.
Okay. All right. The website, SpivaLaw.com. Again, that's SpivaLaw.com if you're interested to find it on Amazon. Howard, thanks so much for highlighting this during Brain Injury Awareness Month. That's something that obviously, there's so many different awareness things. There's so many things with cancer and different things like that. But sometimes some of the brain injury items get overlooked. But I appreciate you kind of helping me highlight this morning here during the month of March.
Absolutely. And David, I'm going to share with you one of our mottos that you can have, and that is never settle for less. And so that's what it is for David.
All right. Thank you very much, Howard. I appreciate that. Take care.
Make a great day, buddy.
All Bye-bye. Right. That is Attorney Howard Spiva, kind enough to join me here during Lemmy Live on QWB as Brain Injury Awareness Month, highlighting that. And my thanks again for his time here on a busy Friday morning. And maybe some tips there that you can kind of take, move forward here. Just some things to think about. And again, just really trying to prevent some of these traumatic brain injuries, especially in kids where, you know, you still have that growing, molding, and developing brain function, and want to just reduce the risk. You never know what might happen. Sometimes you take that for granted day to day, but you just never know what might happen. So my thanks to Howard Spiva for his time this morning. Been on countless TV, radio interviews, and just highlighting this big topic. And again, SpivaLaw.com if you're interested in learning a little bit more. 8:51 as we continue with Friday's Lemmy Live on KUWB.